What do the laws of logic have to do with Christianity? Hi, this is Reason Why with Alec McClellan, and I'm John Gager. Alec, when Christianity becomes too cerebral, isn't there a danger the head may get in the way of the heart?
John, logic refers to what's right and reasonable. Disengage the head from Christian belief, we're in real danger because thinking people, they no longer believe Christianity is anchored in the real world.
And if Christianity is not anchored in the real world, then there are serious consequences.
It banishes Christianity to the realm of mere sentimentalities. Mm-hmm. It's simply a crutch for weak people. It's something to help you wobble your way through life. But it's not a serious option, not for serious people.
But Christianity is reasonable. It is logical.
John, the word logic comes from the Greek word logos. In John 1:1, John introduces Jesus Christ. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word is the Greek logos. In 1 Peter 3:15, Christians are responsible to share the reason for the hope that you have. The word reason comes from the Greek logos.
So logic then has a lot to do with Christianity.
Jesus embodies logic. He is the logos. He is the archetype of what's right and reasonable. Christians have a biblical responsibility to pursue the truth with everything. Remember, Jesus said, love the Lord your God, heart, mind, and soul. The Christian worldview claims to be right and reasonable. It's logical, and we need to be prepared to share good reasons to believe that it's true.
That's Alec McClellan, a Christian apologist who speaks around the world at conferences, schools, churches, and ministries. He's written a jigsaw guide to making sense of the world. You can learn more about Reason Why and Alec at this website, reasonwhy.org. That's reasonwhy.org.